You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Frank Bonisi's been good enough to join me, general manager at the Melbourne Storm, general manager of football. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you on.
Great to be on, Duane. Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day and it's a beautiful world when you're 2-2.
Very pleasing, yeah. We've had a tough start to the season with the reigning premiers and then last year's other Premier League finals, the Warriors. To get 2-2 from those games, we're very pleased.
So what's been the reasoning, Frank? You don't seem to have a big, long injury list at the moment. What's been the reasoning? Has your recruiting been good?
Well, actually, probably this week we have got a bit of an injury.
Okay.
Duane, but the last 2 weeks. Look, the boys have worked really hard over the pre-season, especially on our defence. Last week was an unbelievable game in terms of we started so well, but allowed the Warriors to come back and really they were the better team for the most of the second half. But we found a way to win and with a miraculous try at the end with Xavier Coates.
So has that gone around the world? It was an amazing try to see. I'm sure you've had plenty of people talking about it this week, not just in Melbourne and around Australia, but around the world.
It certainly has. It's been the talking point of rugby league and far beyond the rugby league world. It was a spectacular try, especially under the circumstances with 20 seconds to go, needing to win and then, you know, to do what he did. It was such an acrobatic effort. But it's something that he practices, Duane, and that's probably the most pleasing part of people probably see that as just a freakish effort, and whilst it is, he works very hard on that on the mats out at Gosher's. So, you know, and it's not the first time he scored a similar try, but that's certainly the best he's ever scored.
So you've seen many a moment, Frank. Where does this stand for you? Is it up there?
Oh, absolutely, Duane. It's, you know, given the circumstances and you know, the athleticism of the try, and, you know, he's basically, he jumped from 6 metres out and he was out of the field of play. But as I said, the context of the game where we needed to win, not only just win the game, but we were down by 10 points with 3 minutes to go. So it was 2 tries in 3 minutes. So it was an incredible night and one we'll remember for a long, long time.
And you're away from home to the Knights this Sunday. How's that going to travel?
Yeah, tricky game. Knights were they were a great team last year. They won 10 in a row to make the finals. And, you know, they're 0-2, but they lucky last week, the loss in Golden Point. As I said earlier, we've got a few out. We've still got Cameron Munster and Big Nelson out. You know, we've got Jerome Hughes out suspended and we've got one or two other players in doubt. So it's going to be a challenge up there. They're always tough to beat, especially when they're 0-2. They're going to be really hungry. So we've got the bye next week, so it would be really good to get 2 points going into a bye.
And then you've got the Broncos at home on a Thursday night game, I think.
Big game, yes. That's our next game after this week with the bye next week. And it's a Thursday night against last year's grand finalists and, you know, we always have a great game against the Broncos. So, yeah, encouraged to get another big crowd. The two crowds so far at our games have been fantastic. Well, not just in number, but just in the noise level. The noise level in the last few minutes was just incredible the other night. So, yeah, encourage everyone to get along on a Thursday night and really continue making that noise.
Get on board, Storm Broncos, 8 o'clock. Kick off Thursday, 4th of April, the next home game for the Storm. Frank, thanks for jumping on. We'll be watching Sunday.
Thanks, Wayne.